This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus continues to have a devastating impact on people around the world. Death tolls are climbing rapidly in Italy, Iran, and the United States. AP's Ben Thomas has the latest numbers.
A running tally by Johns Hopkins University shows some 150 countries now have confirmed cases, more than 308,000 people in all, including more than 13,000 deaths as of Sunday morning. But the numbers are dating quickly. In the U.S., 340 deaths have been reported in all, coming from more than 30 states. New York state officials are searching the globe for medical supplies as confirmed coronavirus cases in the state soar above 10,000. With some 1,600 people hospitalized. Johns Hopkins tally shows well over 26,000 cases around the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
Europe is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak as the virus continues to spread. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports all non-essential businesses in hard-hit Italy have been ordered to close as the country battles the COVID-19 pandemic.
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Saturday that all businesses in the country must close until April 3rd, except those essential to maintaining the country's supply chain. Italy recorded a jump in deaths from the virus of almost 800 on Saturday, taking the toll in the world's hardest-hit country to almost 5,000. In all major Italian cities, soldiers and police forces are increasing the number of roadblocks to better control the population's movements.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. In Africa, Uganda, Angola, and Eritrea are all reporting their first cases, while Rwanda is the first nation in Africa to be placed on lockdown. According to the World Health Organization, more than 1,000 cases have been reported across Africa. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says there's no need right now for a national shutdown, even as another U.S. state orders its residents to stay home. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it pains him, but he's telling all 9 million residents not to go out. California, New York, and Illinois, among others, have done the same, and Murphy's urging other governors to follow suit.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
The Trump administration's been knocking down Facebook posts and text messages that a national quarantine is coming. The president says states in Middle America may only have a few cases and don't need to lock down.
It may be a time, I hope that never happens, where we need to take very drastic action. But right now, that's not in the same ballpark.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran's death toll continues to climb as countries across the Middle East are working to stem the outbreak of the coronavirus. In one of the strictest measures yet, Jordan has ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday. Iran is the most affected country in the Middle East, with over 1,600 coronavirus deaths and more than 21,000 people infected. Egypt is closing all museums and archaeological sites, including the famed pyramids at Giza, beginning Monday until the end of March. In South Asia, hundreds of millions of Indians stayed home Sunday, heeding the prime minister's appeal for people to self-isolate to contain the coronavirus. The state of Florida is cracking down on spring break beach gatherings and parties to prevent the spread of the virus. Australia is facing a similar problem and is now responding. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Australia has closed Bondi Beach because large crowds have flouted social distancing rules enacted to try to limit the spread of the new coronavirus. Non-essential outdoor gatherings of more than 500 people have been banned. Australia has more than 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 7 people have died. Phil Mercer in Sydney for VOA News.
North Korea is welcoming what it says was a letter from President Trump to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying it was a sign of the special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders despite recent frictions. A senior Trump administration official confirms the president sent the letter and called it consistent with his efforts to engage global leaders during the ongoing pandemic. Croatia was rocked by a large earthquake near the capital Zagreb on Sunday. The prime minister is calling on people to remain outside their homes amid potential aftershocks. For the very latest on the coronavirus and more information, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.